half of the affidavit released. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The FBI's basis for the raid on former President Trump's home, but 20 of the 38 pages were nearly or completely blacked out. In the parts we can see, the FBI argued it need to maintain security.
It says premature disclosure of the contents of this affidavit and related documents may have a significant and negative impact on the continuing investigation and may severely jeopardize its effectiveness by allowing criminal parties an opportunity to flee, destroy evidence stored electronically and otherwise, change patterns of behavior, and notify criminal confederates.
Fox's David Spunt, former President Trump, responding on his social media platform, saying Judge Bruce Reinhart should never have allowed what he called the break-in of his home. The Trump legal team has filed an additional motion with the court, again asking for the appointment of a federal master to oversee the handling of the documents seized and the return of unrelated evidence. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell telling an economic conference in Wyoming yesterday the Fed will use every tool at its disposal to rein in inflation, including more interest rate hikes, but admitted that will cause more economic pain.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain.
Wall Street down sharply on the Powell speech. The Dow losing 1,008 points. NASDAQ down 497. The S&P 500 141 points lower. In Ukraine, iodine tablets are being handed out to people who live near the giant Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, currently in the hands of Russian invaders. There are fears continued fighting in that area could lead to radiation leaks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An effort to roll back election reforms in Arizona won't make it to the ballot this November.
Proposition 210, the Free and Fair Election Initiative, would have changed several Arizona election laws. It would have kept the legislature from overturning the results of presidential elections, expanded voting access, and mandated all voters could go to any polling site. But the state Supreme Court said the proposition won't be voted on in November. They backed a lower court's ruling that said the initiative was short by about 1,400 signatures needed to get on the ballot. Backers needed 238,000 signatures. Opponents to the measure were calling the proposition radical. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Years late and billions of dollars over budget, NASA's new moon rocket, scheduled to make its debut Monday in a high-stakes test flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The Artemis rocket will attempt to send an empty crew capsule into a far-flung lunar orbit. 50 years after NASA's famed Apollo moonshots, if all goes well, astronauts could strap in as soon as 2024 for a lap around the moon, with NASA aiming to land two people on the lunar surface by the end of 2025. Police in Chicago blaming a big spike in thefts of certain brands of cars on an online challenge.
There's been a 767% increase in Chicago in thefts of Kia and Hyundai vehicles since the start of July. That from police blaming a car theft challenge on TikTok and other social media apps that teach people how to start Kia or Hyundai vehicles without keys using the tip of a phone charger or USB cable. As similar thefts skyrocket in cities across the country, the issue stemming from a lack of an immobilizer system in some of the vehicles prior to the 2020 2022 model year, prompting Hyundai to give owners theft preventative steering wheel locks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.